Welcome to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley with a piece about Porcupine, Wise Woman of the Woods. Way back in our woods grows a gnarly old sugar maple whose trunk long ago split into two trunks. A hollow developed in the crotch, and in this hollow lives a porcupine. There has been a porcupine living in this tree for as long as I have been living in these woods, which is over 30 years. I often climb up into this maple tree to see if the porcupine is at home, and sometimes I am rewarded with the sight of shiny black eyes peering out of the hollow. In the winter, when the snow covers the ground around the tree, you can see the track of the porcupine, a long, broom-swept path with round footprints along the edges. Next to skunk, porcupine is the animal that dog owners worry about the most. The name porcupine comes from an old English word meaning thorny pig. The thorns are 3-inch-long quills with barbed tips that grow along the coarse guard hairs on the porcupine's back and tail. Contrary to popular belief, the porcupine does not shoot its quills. When threatened, it turns its back on its enemy and swings its tail against the assailant. The quills easily detach, and the barbs pierce the attacker's skin and gradually work their way deeper and deeper into the skin, unless quickly removed by the exasperated dog owner. I speak from experience. But porcupines are not aggressive by nature. Rather, they are gentle and sociable and get along well with their forest mates. Porcupine's gentle nature is illustrated by an old Native American tale. One winter, Bear called all the large animals together to ask the Creator to give them much colder winters so humans would stay in their homes and not hunt them. The large animals agreed that this sounded like a good request. Then Wolf thought to invite all the small animals to join in their petition to make their request stronger. It was Porcupine who rose to speak her mind. "Your strategy is good for you because you have long legs and plenty of thick fur for deep snow and harsh cold. But what about the rest of us? The insects, the birds, and the small animals. If winters become colder, how will we keep warm? And how will we get food? If winters become colder, the plants and the berries will die, and you, the large animals, will die also, because what you eat will be gone, and you will starve too." The large animals were impressed by Porcupine's wisdom. Then Bear spoke. "It is true what Porcupine has said." And the animals, large and small, chose Porcupine for their wise woman leader, calling her "She Who Cares for Others." And that is why, when the other animals take to their dens in winter, Porcupine does not hide, but instead goes about visiting her neighbors to see that they are safe and warm. One winter afternoon, I was out walking in the woods and saw a porcupine on a broken tree stump, chewing the inner bark. She seemed undisturbed by me, so I walked calmly up to her and reached out my hand and stroked her back. It was the coarsest hair I had ever touched. She paused and turned her shining black eyes to look at me, and then went back to eating. Her look felt like a porcupine blessing from She Who Cares for Others, the wise woman of the woods. Blessed be. You've been listening to Earthwise, Reflections on Earth-Based Spirituality. I'm Anu Dudley.